You're listening to GPB Savannah. Joining me now for a look ahead at this weekend is Claire Sando, Director of Communications for the Tourism Leadership Council. Hey, Claire.
Good morning, Emily.
Also with us is Joshua Peacock, Arts and Entertainment Features Writer for Savannah Morning News. Hey, Josh.
Hey, good morning, Emily.
And it is a hot summer weekend with plenty to do. You can catch some music in Forsyth Park this weekend.
Yes, there's a free concert in Forsyth Park this Friday with the U.S. Army Jazz Ambassadors. You can spend your night in the park, and there's going to be food trucks from Chisitos, Big Bon Pizza, and, you know, it's going to be hot, and so there's going to be Leopold's as well, and who doesn't love Leopold's?
Essential to have some Leopold's in the heat.
The concert begins at 7 p.m., and the food will be out before that. Get there early and have a picnic and stake out a perfect spot.
Excellent. Now, we have mentioned the heat several times already. It is hot, hot, hot this weekend. And so if you'd rather just like sort of spend the weekend inside in the air conditioning, there's plenty of entertainment.
It's a good weekend to go see a movie. The Lucas Theater is showing Hitchcock's Rear Window on Friday and Disney's Tarzan on Sunday. And the Trustees Theater is showing Zombieland on Saturday night.
Our lovely Georgia State Parks have events going on this weekend as well.
At Wormslow Historic Site, you can learn about the British occupation during the American Revolution. And at Fort McAllister, you can learn how Independence Day was celebrated in the 19th century.
Also on Saturday, Claire, there's plenty to do on Saturday. There is a celebration of one of our favorite Southern delicacies.
You can head across the Savannah River and into Bluffton and go to the Boiled Peanut Festival. All you can eat boiled peanuts and a boiled peanut cook-off, even a contest to see how many you can eat.
Oh, man. So there will be plenty of boiled...
All of them.
All of them. All of them. Just all
They're
the boiled
so
peanuts.
They're so good.
Now, Josh, those are all very family-friendly things. Take the kids. There's also some stuff you might not want to take the kids to this weekend.
On Saturday, the Jinx is hosting the third annual Mr. Savannah pageant. It is the most outrageous and unapologetic pageant in this city, as you can attest to, and I can too. So if you want to check that out, that should be some adult fun.
Yes. Looking ahead to next week, of course, the 4th of July is coming up, Independence Day, and there are a couple of great concerts to help celebrate.
Yeah, yeah. Fort Stewart is throwing a free concert on the 4th of July. It's open to the public. Three Doors Down, Jagged Edge, and Low Cash will be playing.
Nice. Just it's like a 2000s crazy, throwback.
Yeah, right? It's a crazy lineup. So Fort Stewart, if you've never been on the base, make sure you go online and read the regulations to getting on the base. There are a lot of things you can't take. There are only a couple gates that will be open. They open at 4, the concert's at 7. So make sure you follow the guidelines there if you want to go check that out.
And then there's some different music on Wednesday night as well.
Yeah, so this is kind of awesome. The Fabulous Equinox Orchestra is throwing a huge 4th of July show at the Westin. They're going to set the orchestra up where the background is going to be the skyline of Savannah, so that's going to be pretty awesome. They have some special music planned to play through the fireworks display, so you can sit there, listen to great music, and then see the fireworks and have all this great music playing during it. They have a lot of other special programming. It's going to be a pretty awesome show.
Wow, so a couple great ways to celebrate the 4th.
Yes, and for all the other events and things going on the 4th, you can check out dosavannah.com. We have a nice list of things there, and so it can give you an idea what to do.
Awesome. Well, Joshua Peacock, Arts and Entertainment Features Writer for the Savannah Morning News. Thanks for joining me.
Hey, thank you, Emily.
And Claire Sando, Director of Communications for the Tourism Leadership Council. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
High five, Claire.